This is VOA News via remote. North Korean state media reported that Pyongyang carried out successful tests of new long-range cruise missiles over the weekend. The report said the missiles flew 1,500 kilometers before hitting their targets and falling into the country's territorial waters. It was seen as the North's first missile launch after it tested a new tactical short-range ballistic missile in March. North Korea also conducted a cruise missile test just hours after U.S. President Joe Biden took office in late January. Talks aimed at dismantling the North's nuclear and ballistic missile programs in return for U.S. sanctions relief have stalled since 2019. The Biden administration has said it is open to diplomacy to achieve North Korea's denuclearization, but it has shown no willingness to ease the sanctions. Reactivation of inter-Korean hotlines in July raised hopes for restart of the negotiations, but the North stopped answering calls as annual South Korea-U.S. military exercises began last month, which Pyongyang had warned could trigger a security crisis. The Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kademi became the first foreign leader on Sunday to visit and meet with Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi since the hardliner took office in August. Raisi said Iraq had agreed to waive visas for Iranian pilgrims to Shiite holy sites in Iraq later in the month, adding decisions were also made about the two countries' financial issues that should be adopted. Iraq relies on Iranian gas and electricity, but imports have been irregular recently due to outstanding payments. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban government in Afghanistan said Sunday women can continue to pursue university and postgraduate studies in public and private institutions as long as classrooms or building structures are gender segregated. At a news conference Sunday, the Taliban's acting education minister defended segregating students by gender. He said co-education is against Islamic tenets and Afghan cultural traditions. The minister said that only female teachers will be allowed to teach female students. He added that there will be no shortage of women teachers. He also said if necessary, men could teach women from behind a curtain and or using video screens in accordance with ultra-conservative Islamic law known as Sharia. Under the Taliban's 1996 to 2001 government in Afghanistan, women's rights were sharply curtailed, leading the country's international isolation at the time. Women were barred from leaving home without a male relative, and girls were not permitted to receive an education. Since returning to power nearly a month ago, the Taliban have promised to defund human rights and allow women to study or work. I should say defend human rights. Afghanistan must provide those conditions in order to receive international financial assistance. The Taliban established an all-male caretaker government last week, days after the United States and Western allies withdrew their troops from Afghanistan. Iran's atomic energy body said Sunday it will allow the UN nuclear watchdog to serve as monitoring cameras at Iranian nuclear sites after talks with the International Atomic Energy Agency. The talks are aimed at easing a standoff between Tehran and the West, just as it threatens to escalate and threaten negotiations on reviving the Iran nuclear deal. The IAEA said earlier that there's been no progress on two key issues, that's explaining uranium traces found at old undeclared sites and getting urgent access to monitoring equipment so the agency can continue to keep track of parts of Iran's nuclear program as per the 2015 deal. Two French politicians have kicked off their presidential campaigns to become France's first female leader in next year's spring election. The far-right National Rally Party's Marine Le Pen and Paris' socialist mayor Anne Hidalgo both launched their platforms on Sunday. Hidalgo, whose heritage is Spanish, is the favorite to win the Socialist Party nomination, invoking her immigrant roots. Le Pen is 53 and started her campaign in the southern city and with a pledge to defend French liberty. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.